Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Compliance Week news podcast for the week of Tuesday, April 19th. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to talk about employee training and how to do that effectively. And let's start by being honest that compliance departments have to drill a lot of material into employees' heads, and much of that material can be complicated or boring or otherwise challenging for people to absorb and remember. So how can you develop training about compliance and business conduct that will stick in employees' heads and be more interesting than them staring at a computer screen and checking computer boxes? That is what we are here to discuss today. So joining us to talk about that is Tom Yorton. He is Chief Executive Officer of Second City Communications. That is the business training arm of Second City, the famed comedy troupe out in Chicago that has produced the likes of Tina Fey and many other comedians. So, Tom, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
It's great to be with you, Matt.
So, first question here. You and your gang out in Chicago, you guys make a living doing improv comedy routines for business training, and you've been exploring compliance and business ethics topics for about a year now. I guess my first question then is, what have you guys learned about compliance material and effective training and all of those techniques, and what works?
Yeah, great. Well, we've learned a lot. I mean, obviously, we come to the field from a very different place, but I think we've learned that our approach, bringing these topics to life through humor, we've learned that that approach really works, that people, in the end, these are very important topics, and that in the end, you can't bore people into attitude change or behavior change. You actually have to engage them, and that the more you can bring the material to life, in our case, we bring to life through humor, that it really works. We've also learned that really there's no topic that can't benefit from this approach. You know, I know we get into some very specific areas and high-stakes areas, whether it's around corruption and bribery or reporting and record-keeping, all sorts of things, insider trading. There's a lot of very thorny topics, but that all of them can be brought to life effectively this way. Now, you know, we're not really about trying to make light of these topics. We're really about trying to make them accessible.
Sure.
And we found that it really works. One other thing I'd say, too, just is that we've learned that compliance leaders are actually way more creative than they give themselves credit for. They were great partners when we built our Real Biz Shorts catalog. In fact, we got a lot of help from subject matter experts in the field, and there's a lot more creativity in the field than I think you guys sometimes give yourselves credit for.
I'm sure a lot of compliance officers would be very flattered to hear you say that, but good news. Now, you mentioned the Biz Shorts program, and for those listening who don't know them, they are 1 or 2 minute video skits, montages, that you guys use to teach some lesson about business practices. Tell me a little more about where that came from, what those clips are, how people are using them. What does all that look like?
Sure. Real Biz Shorts is something we launched less than a year ago, and it's gone extremely well. Right now, our first catalog, it's a catalog that clients can license, 30 video shorts as of now, but that will grow over time on a variety of different topics, some that I just mentioned earlier. But we worked with compliance leaders to figure out what are the topics they're training on most frequently and what are the things that could be brought to life. And we decided to take the approach of creating video shorts that humorously teed up a challenge and that would complement the existing training programs that compliance leaders and ethics leaders were already engaged in. So they're not intended, Real Biz Shorts are a supplement to those programs as opposed to something that was intended to replace them. And just as a way of we really find that people consume media in an interesting way, that they're people first before they're business people. So if you can create material that looks and feels like the TV they watch or the web videos that they pass on to their friends and family, then you go a long way to engaging them. And we found that this short video approach on all these topics really worked to bring this stuff to life and to get people to pay attention to it in a different way.
You know, I was actually kind of curious about the training theory behind that. Like, why does this sort of medium, this approach, I mean, why does that work as opposed to somebody reading through a book or looking at something on a computer manual?
Yeah, I think it works because when we play something out in a 90-second scene, what we're trying to do is show something that they'd recognize as real and true. And a lot of times, a lot of training is removed from the reality of the day-to-day experience, and it may feel more classroom style or more pedantic or less interactive and engaging. And I think our whole approach has been around, whether it's with Real Biz Shorts or just the work that we do in general, is about holding a mirror up to an organization and using humor to get to the truth of a particular situation. So what's really going on? What's the subtext here? And why does that ring true? Because our theory is that if you can ring true to an audience, it certainly has a better chance of sticking and being memorable and, you know, let's be ambitious here, of even getting shared and passed along and talked about positively. And we set that as a very ambitious goal. I don't think there's a lot of compliance training out there that people are actively sharing and passing along to their peers in the company and talking about at the water cooler. And we think that through this approach, we can definitely do that.
You know, that does sound like something some compliance departments might find a bit intimidating, that it takes a certain amount of self-confidence to spoof yourself or the situations your people might find themselves in, although it does convey a useful lesson. But is there a certain amount of courage that's needed here?
Well, I think maybe early on, but now we have nearly 70, 75 clients on board, a lot of them blue chippers and people who are very successful in the field, and a lot of them who will be actually at the conference in May. And I think what they and also I say they helped us build that material. Mm-hmm. So we didn't go out and do it with our limited understanding alone. We're not experts at compliance. What we're experts at is bringing material to life. So we partnered with 12 founders who helped us figure out what's right and what's true and where is that balance. So our whole goal was not to put something out there that would be risky for people to buy, but that would be useful for them in, you know, kind of serving very important missions that they've got in their companies.
So now, last question then. Let's talk about the Compliance Week Annual Conference. You guys appeared there last year for the first time, and it was certainly very entertaining, very informative. You are coming back this year in 2011. Can you give us any hints about what you guys are thinking to do?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a wonderful time, and we learned a lot and hope that we conveyed a few things last year and that were useful to the attendees. And along similar lines, we're going to do three different things this year. Very excited about. We are again doing an improv workshop in a small session where a couple Second City instructors are actually going to teach compliance leaders how they can build more transparent and open communication environments for their leadership. A lot of the principles of improvisation around listening and affirming and building on ideas and creating a trusting, supportive environment. We use that in a very different context here in our world, but we've been able to turn that point of view into useful business communications training, and that's what that session will be about. Also, because we've been able to work with very smart subject matter experts in the field, we're going to have a session. It's going to be almost like a lively, fun talk show where a well-informed, intrepid Second City host is going to interview and talk to peers and thought leaders in compliance, people from CA Technologies, Best Buy, Freescale Semiconductor, Spectre Energy, a lot of the people who have been with us all along this journey, and talk to them and hear from them what they're doing in the way of best practices to engage their employees in this important stuff. So what we're really doing in that sense is creating a lively forum where people can hear from their peers. And then lastly, we did the closing keynote, had the honor of doing that last year. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that again this year, but in the spirit of one-upsmanship and doing a better job than we did last year. It's think of it this way. While we can't reveal everything right now, what we can say is it's probably going to be equal parts compliance variety show and closing keynote, again, using a lot of the same tools and tactics we used last year, which involve our actors performing sketches on stage, doing some improv exercises with the audience. It's going to be a very fun and lively session all around, again, the premise of what we can do to bring compliance programming to life in these big organizations. So all in, I think it's going to be the stuff that we do well, which is around entertaining and engaging, but really focused on the points of how we can help partner with compliance leaders to make them more successful.
All right. And for all of our listeners out there, that was not just a planted question. I honestly am not sure myself what's going to be coming at that keynote, but it certainly sounds very exciting, and it's going to be a good time, that's for sure.
Leave a little mystery in life, Matt.
I do. I certainly need some, yes. Tom, that is all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground here, so thanks very much for your time.
I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for having me.
And again, everybody, that was Tom Yorton of Second City Communications talking with us today about the techniques for effective employee training on complex subjects like business conduct and corporate compliance. If you'd like to learn more or you'd like to see Tom's team perform live, I would encourage you to attend our annual conference, Compliance Week 2011. That is going to be held in Washington, D.C. on May 23rd through 25th. And Second City, as Tom just said, will be closing out the conference on Wednesday morning, May 25th, and that is not to be missed, I assure you. For more information on our conference agenda or to register, you can just visit our website. That is conference.complianceweek.com, and that will walk you through it very simply. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.